Why are the peasants producing coca? Well, that's well known. The areas where the coca is being produced, often the Amazon jungle, these are areas to which peasants were forced. They were driven off their lands by armies, paramilitary forces of the landowners, the narco traffickers, and others, who by now have taken over most of the productive land in Colombia. And the peasants are simply driven to marginal areas, like opening up new areas in the tropical Amazon. And there's not a lot you can do there. One of the few things that they can do is then survive, you know, you try to survive, is to plant coca, for which there's a steady market. So that's one of the reasons. There are other reasons. Colombia was a wheat producer at one point. That ended in the 1950s. It ended in the 1950s because of a program that we're very proud of here called Food for Peace. Food for Peace is a program which compels U.S. taxpayers to pay U.S. agribusiness to flood poor countries with subsidized food, which drives out peasant producers, and provides what are called counterpart funds. Funds go to the government, which they usually spend for either enriching the rich or for the military forces so that they can kill the peasants who are driven off the land. That's called Food for Peace. The Food for Peace program in Colombia in the 1950s undermined and destroyed Colombian wheat production. So that's one reason why peasants don't produce wheat. There are, however, deeper reasons, and they're worth thinking about. They're very closely related to things going on in Seattle and Washington and on the front pages and so on. Back in the, as you know, in the 1950s and the 1960s, many countries were liberated from direct imperial rule. How liberated they were, you can ask, but at least they underwent a process of decolonization and they gained a degree of independence. By the 1960s, they were a strong enough force in the world so that their voices could be heard. Incidentally, that ended with the end of the Cold War. Perhaps the major effect of the Cold War, the end of the Cold War, was that it eliminated the possibilities for non-alignment, for independence, for the South, so-called South, the former colonial countries. As long as two gangsters were running the world, one global gangster and one regional gangster, it was possible, there was a certain space for independence. When the regional gangster disappeared and the global gangster runs the whole world, that's gone. And you can see it very clearly. So all sorts of indices. One index is foreign aid, which was never very high, but since 1990 has been declining everywhere. And in the United States, which has the worst record among the industrial countries, essentially disappeared.